Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about a situation that's happened again and again and again, the Pledge of Allegiance and American flags and burning the flags and all this thing. You think as a Christian, you know, why would we be concerned about that? Well, obviously, it's not a flag. I mean, you know, what was that? It's what it represents. And it represents an allegiance to a constitution, which all of us pledge allegiance as citizens. You cannot violate. You're not supposed to violate the constitution. You go to jail for it, unless you're, I guess, unless you're in Washington. But you know, used to go to jail for this. You know, in my law enforcement experience, and so when you see what's taking place with the flag, when somebody stands up and holds their heart over hand over their heart, as we talked about earlier, and pledges allegiance to the flag, I mean, they're saying the same thing that the president has to say when he becomes the president of the United States, or a congressman, a senator, a representative, a governor, a police officer, a general. They actually say, "I swear to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States." And so that's what that represents. And so it's actually a positive thing.
Right.
The flag is for, especially for young folks. I mean, it's like the older folks have gotten so rebellious against the nation. The younger folks are like, "I'm going to rebel against you. I'm going to be loyal to America." And now
I'm going to be patriotic.
I'm going to be patriotic. Thank God. Hey, you know. And so, what happened here with these kids at school?
Well, there's the court just ruled, basically.
It went to the courts.
Yeah, it went to the courts. Apparently, last week, Charisma News is reporting in the case of Dariano versus Morgan Hill Unified School District, that the Ninth Circuit ruled that public school can actually ban the American flag.
American school can ban the American flag.
That's interesting, because they pledge allegiance to the flag that morning. I wonder what what are they pledging to, but
no, they probably don't.
They must ban that too.
Pledging.
Well, hey, yeah. they've banned the American flag. I don't know about the pledge. They said they banned the American flag. Uh-huh. However, at the same time, they're still allowing students to display flags of other countries. But the American flag was banned.
Right.
And this is what the court said. It was a three-panel judge, and this was basically their reasoning behind the decision. They said that
there's reasoning behind that.
Yeah, believe it or not. Past problems gave school officials sufficient and justifiable reasons for their actions. The court said that schools have wide latitude in curbing certain civil rights to ensure campus safety. And apparently there was...
Oh, that is the case. That was the case.
Yeah.
They were celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, sure. And
which, by the way, means they're actually celebrating a Mexican national event.
Right.
In America.
Right.
It's like us going to Mexico and celebrating the 4th of July down there. And the Mexican national loyalty won out over American national loyalty. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Right. Well, because of the violence, basically the school said, "Hey, then you can't wear any American flag." Mm-hmm. You can't wear an American flag to curb the violence. Instead of saying, "Let's deal with the actual violence and leave the flag alone." You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was the opposite, you know, way around. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were really upset about this. And I think they really should be, because... Hello, this is America. This is your country. You shouldn't be able to say...
It's disinformation. Yeah. But the sad thing about it, the courts got involved in the disinformation.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, to become an American citizen, we found out as we failed the citizenship test,
who failed?
That you have to know these things. You have to be loyal. You have to know, I mean, all these different... It's not wrong for you. It's not... By the way, just so you know this, as a Christian, it's okay for you to say, "I love you, Jesus." As a Christian, it's okay for you to read every part of the Bible. If maybe some religious man is telling you, "You can't read that. We're just going to read to you, you know, in Latin maybe." And it's like, no. And as an American citizen, you can, by the way, there is no excuse. You can get access to the Constitution everywhere. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking soon, you know, the Constitution made simple, because we need it simple so we can understand
it. Very simple.
And,
that's more actually politically correct. Instead of Constitution for Dummies,
right.
It's Constitution made simple.
Yeah,
like
right. Yeah. And be prepared to study up. We're going to have that test coming up soon.
Get ready.
But and so we basically said, we'll just put America away and celebrate Mexico. And it's like, you know, what's going on? I saw I think it was three or four boys, and they had just T-shirts on that had the American flag.
Right.
You know, and the whole shirt was basically a picture of the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen shirts say a lot of things.
Hello.
You know what
I'm saying? It's crazy. They're saying that there's this thing called a heckler's vote. and a veto, basically. And they say that this is when a heckler, the opponent of a particular viewpoint, is able to threaten violence or cause such a disruption that the authorities shut down the viewpoint with which they disagree. In other words, they win. And they don't like the viewpoint. They cause a ruckus, and that viewpoint that didn't get silenced. Mm-hmm. And so they had this whole, because of the violence, you know, so, oh, we got to shut that down. You know, we got to shut that down. Anything to
quiet. Free speech. And
free speech. Don't create a stir around here.
Yeah, and the First Amendment says that we have the right to free speech.
That's right.
You know, you can speak open. That's what the press is about. You know, they've been able to speak freely. But I understood the FCC was talking about sending in monitors into all the newsrooms to monitor how they're getting their news sources.
Yes.
That's a violation of the First Amendment. But nobody knows.
Yeah.
Christians don't know what's written in the Bible, and Americans don't know what's written in the Constitution.
Wow.
And if we as Christians do not get into the Word of God and repent, then forget about the Constitution.
Right.
Because the adversary is working hard to remove that thing. But why would God allow us to be able to stay in this nation when we didn't even stay in His Word? Mm. Why would He let us keep the words, these amazing words in the Constitution, when we refuse to hide His Word in our heart and abide with Him? And so the answer is not, hey, you know, I'm going to pound this Constitution in somebody's head. I'm going to abide with Jesus, man. I'm going to start getting the Word of God inside of my heart, because look what's happening to this nation. They're leaving their Constitution. And this is what God would say. Well, you left my Word. Mm. You left the Scriptures.
Yeah.
You no longer, He says, thy Word hath I hid in my heart that I would not sin against you. Well, if we don't have His Word in our heart, then guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty much probably into something we shouldn't be into, because we don't know.
That's right.
We didn't know 55 was a speed limit. And so, these are the kind of things that are happening all over the land. And so you have monitors. They're talking putting monitors in newsrooms.
Which is that wild?
You'd be shocked where it's like just fly by. You know, they have this thing called the beast, you know, that ingest news. And then if it's right or wrong, they just once it's in there, all these reporters just pull from it.
Mm.
You know, I'm going to talk about the organizations, but they first ingest it into the system. And once it's ingested, then all these people just pull it out. But they call it the beast.
Wow.
And so if a bad, wrong story is ingested into that system, you know, all these local news reporters.
Disinformation?
Yes, exactly. Disinformation. Wow. Then it just gets repeated. And what happens is you just begin to quote yourself. You know, reports are, and I heard one particular man that was the killing of the young man that was, I don't know if it was in Utah where it was, but... they said that he was, he was killed, and they had the trial going on, and no news, nothing was breaking, but everybody, the whole nation was watching this young 20-year-old man that was murdered and how it was going to come out in the trial. And two reporters sat in the courtroom and they said, what do you think's happening? And so the other one was like, well, I think this. And then the other one goes, well, I think this. And they go back that day. And the report says speculations in the courtroom is there were two reporters speculating. And so this author wrote this book, and I was listening to this author that wrote the book, and he's talking about that's what drove him to want to write this book, because the media is just you know, creating this disinformation, these narratives. You got to keep the news cycle going and all these different things. And it's like, okay, we need Christian perspective then. If all that's going to happen,
that's right,
and all this disinformation is going on, I can understand why I need all this information for 24-hour news cycle. But for us as Christians, we got to find out what God says.
No doubt.
I mean, if you're taking the flag today, they'll be taking the Scriptures tomorrow.
That's right.
And the First Amendment very specifically says that we have the right. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights tells us we have the right to freedom of speech. That you can, as long as you peacefully assemble, so those kids can peacefully go to school with the American flag on it. I mean, it wasn't like the local, you know, goth band or something.
Have
on
you seen
it.
Some of the other offensive things they could wear? I mean, my goodness.
I know. Or just the fact that they're wearing clothes at all.
Yeah, right. Clothes.
The First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. Or of the press, or the right of people to peacefully assemble and to petition their government. And it's like these kids, when you have something written on your shirt, the reason why they just let people do it, that's a freedom of speech.
Sure.
You're able just to express yourself, and people are really into expressing themselves with shirts and bumper stickers and stuff like that. That's just really, that's amazing to me. But it makes me think about, you know, what's going on? What's going on? It takes me all the way back, to Mr. Rogers. What's going on in our neighborhood, America?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor? Think about that.
Wow.
What's happening in our neighborhood?
Flashbacks.
We need Mr. Rogers, you know, again, telling us, listen, let's be neighbors. Let's be Americans. Let's find out what the constant. Let's go back to the original intent of our nation, the original intent of what the church is happening. Realize this. That how did America get here and how do we stay here? That's a very important question, because you go back to the original intent, you'll find out it's because of the kingdom of God was revealed into the hearts of men. The word, the Bible, was given to men, and they found out that they could be one nation under God. We got to get back to that again, because when we get into the word of God and begin to abide with him, you start finding out, wait a minute, we can do this thing. We can be America again. The church can be who God's called. It could be that shining city on a hill. Just like Benjamin Netanyahu said, we need the strength and the excellence of America to rise. It's time, America.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
and VFN TV in the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.